You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Marlon Williams, good morning to you. No pressure.
Thank you for the disclaimer, Mikey.
Hey, thanks for coming.
No pressure.
Thanks for coming to the studio, and congratulations on all your recent overwhelming success.
Thank you. Well, where's that? Where was all those people at?
They're just around here. You can't see them, but they're around here.
On your side of the desk.
Hey, so how's it been? What's the haps?
It's been great. I've been just hanging out, just doing some shows and stuff, and just all wound up for the year, which is good.
Very Christmassy.
No, I'm not wound. I'm here this morning, so I'm not wound.
No, thank you. Like I say, thank you for coming in. Thank you for performing for us too. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, of course.
Have you enjoyed the shows, your recent swathe of shows you did?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. We've had some, you know, we played at the Auckland RSL, the Port and Chev RSL. RSA, sorry. We're in New Zealand. A couple of weeks ago, which was cracking.
I believe it was awesome.
It was really fun. It was fun.
Sarah was there.
Oh,
very
great.
Impressed. Very Thanks, Sarah. Impressed. And said that there was a great venue as well.
Oh yeah, well, that's RSAs make for a really
RSLs.
Good time.
RSLs.
We're out in Australia.
but you didn't feel like you're compromised. An international performer with your status.
Not at all.
Squeezing into a little hokey.
No, these are return servicemen, and I want to be talking about compromise, you know.
Yeah. There you go. Good call. That's my mate was just saying that there. Do you want to download the podcast and make that your ringtone? But where to after Christmas? After Christmas, I'm not going to ask you about your private Christmas stuff because that's private.
After Christmas, we're back on the road in February.
On the road and from February, aren't you? Fully.
Yeah. Till probably this time next year.
So come May, you'll you start the tour in February. Where do you kick it off?
In February, you mean?
Yeah, in February.
In the UK.
In the UK. So you come back here after travelling the other side of it. It's so global and exciting and jet set, isn't it?
There's a lot of stuff.
And then back here to sort of tell the tales of your adventures in May.
Yeah.
When you go to the UK, are you headlining? Are you playing with people you love? Or?
No, it's a little headline run. You know, it's a humble little headline run.
It's a massive
headline run.
It's a massive gargantuan headline run. And the sort of people that come to your shows over there, what sort of people?
Oh, it's just ordinary people, Mikey, you know.
Honest folk. Bruce Springsteen's crowd, eh?
Honest
working folk.
Have you seen my paintbrush? It's the stroke is about this broad.
Yeah. A to B, eh? Get it done. Hey, but seriously, what sort of people come and see you play?
It's pretty diverse. There's a lot of really great father-daughter dates.
I suspected Marlon.
Not in a weird way either.
I thought to myself, Marlon Williams keeping families together.
Keeping,
strengthening communities.
What do I know about compromise? But I do know that it's a very diverse audience. That's great.
That's cool though, eh?
It's cool.
And seriously, if you've seen lots of father-daughter sort of gigging together, that's awesome.
Why not?
That's what music's all about, man.
That's right.
And what has music been all about for you this year?
What music have I been all about?
Yeah. What sort of musically has floated your boat? Shined your silverware, put a skip in your stride.
I'm very
skipped your stone.
I'm all over the place with that stuff. I've been listening to some early Lil Kim recently. It's a good time.
Dirty. Yep.
Yeah. That's about all I've listened to.
Just dirty old Lil Kim.
Lil Kim. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if that'll reflect in the song you're gonna play for us today.
It will internally. You won't notice, but.
Yeah. Inside you'll be twerking.
It'll be a lot more busy. A lot busier inside.
Hey, so you come back here in May, you play I've lost my bits and bobs there, one second. You come back here and play Wellington, Dunedin, Christchurch, and then the Town Hall of Auckland.
Auckland Town Hall.
Beautiful venue.
Oh, I can't wait.
You played there before?
No.
Beautiful venue, great sound, beautiful.
It's the town
visually.
Hall.
It's the central town hall. In the square,
that's pretty,
at the top of the town.
That's pretty special.
And when you're thinking about a New Zealand tour, do you sort of wish you could go and just play every single tiny little...
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've done a couple of tours where you try and cram 32 gigs into, you know, 32 different venues into a New Zealand tour, and it's you know, you're really like you're stretching the patience of the people of New Zealand, and you're stretching your own sort of patience.
So I'm so glad, it's so impressive that you thought about the people of New Zealand first. Then,
well, that is they were the first ones that came into my head, and I thought about myself too.
And well, you're a person in New Zealand.
Thank you. Right.
For people who don't know anything about you, Marlon, tell us a wee bit about you, just a potted history of your life and how you've come to be here this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got just two loving parents.
Good start. And then you came here. Yeah, cool.
A lot of like government support.
Yeah, good
stuff.
Like NZ On Air, you mean?
Like
yeah. Creative
like
grant,
NZ
yeah.
On Air, like
grants
like
and stuff,
like the government
and benefits. To, yeah, sure, cool, cool. And where you from? What part of this
Christchurch,
beautiful nation?
I'm from
beautiful Christchurch town.
Yep,
beautiful Christchurch town. And do you yearn for Christchurch sometimes?
I do, yeah. And then I get down, and I really yearn to get out. Yeah, but hey, it's all right. Every place is like that.
If you want to buy tickets to go to the Auckland Town Hall show, it's going to be May 25th. Tickets from Ticketmaster, are they available now? What an ideal stocking stuffer this Christmas. Marlon, how are you going to fail that? A Marlon Williams ticket for the Town Hall show May 25th.
That and a little bag of
scorched almonds. He's taking his jacket off. It must be time, ladies and gentlemen.
It's warmer than I thought.
Mr. Williams, would you perform for us live now? Perhaps?
Certainly. I'm here with my good friend Dave Kahn.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hi, Dave.
Good Dave, not you. So chatty, but yep.
No, he'll speak up. This song will come to me. Down on the beach with pail and spade, no shelter from the sun and the rain. No, you're spreading the pain, digging holes just to fill them again. Come to me. There's nothing sweeter than you when you're blind, arms out feeling for the walls around you. And I'm high up above you, looking down with my bird's eye loving you. Come to me. Shelter from the sun and the rain. Oh, you're spreading the pain, digging holes just to fill them again. Come to me.
Yeah. It's Marlon Williams performing for you live in the BFM studios. Oh, you're good, Marlon. That's awesome. That was beautiful, beautiful
Thanks
song,
a lot.
Man. Hey, so you, this the album which is coming out in February.
yes.
It's still in the summertime. It's a breakup album.
Yeah, it is.
Tell the world about it, sort of situation. Is that how it's going to work?
It's sort of a conversation you have with yourself, and then you remember that you're doing this all for the public, in the daylight.
You're going to open the cupboard on all your heartache and your.
But you know what? You put these things down, and all of a sudden they don't belong to you anymore. It doesn't matter. You've given up all those anxieties and all those feelings by writing them down. So you're in the clear again. It's fine.
Full flush.
It's like confessing your sins. Yeah.
Really? Have you always thought that, or did you find that out once?
I found that out this time around. Yeah.
A little bit nervous, sort of starting out writing about songs about that, or did you just have to do it?
I just gotta. Sometimes you just gotta.
So a lot of work. You've done a lot of work on the album, mate. There's a lot of tweaking, a lot of making sure it's right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not too much, you know, because you can go on forever doing that.
Yeah, totally.
But hopefully enough.
And we're about to record it.
recorded it in a place called Stinson Beach, which is in Marin County in Northern California.
Sure, of course. Yeah. That would be my original go-to as well, of course. And why there? What was the...
The producer we wanted to work with, Noah Georgeson, who we worked with, that's where he wanted to do it. What he wanted to do, he got.
Right, so he's the boss, he wears the pants.
Yeah, I put the pants on him.
So what sort of pants did you put on there? What sort of directives did you give him?
Put on the pants.
Pal.
And then and get in the driver's seat, mate.
But you must have had an idea of how you wanted the album to sound and how you wanted to.
I did a few weeks of pre-production with Ben Edwards down in Littleton, and so you know, it's a lot of the arrangements and stuff already worked out, but the beautiful production touches were Noah's. So yeah,
awesome. And you're excited about the album coming out, obviously. Oh. Have to do with,
I think so.
Would you play another song for us now?
Yeah, I'm actually.
That's a fucking instrument. What's that instrument? You're playing for Dave. A what? Sorry.
Organelle.
An organ L.
Yeah. It's a little weird little synth.
Yeah, it's a weird little synth. It looks like
some. It does some pretty cool things. Doesn't
beautiful.
It?
That sounds cool. That song.
I'm just doing something, but you just.
Are you just sending a text?
I'm sending a text first. What is that? That sounds like some morning radio noises.
I was going
to
say,
Bahooga. All right, here we are. Okay.
All right, coming up next, Marlon Williams in the studio with us. Marlon, you got another rock and roll song for us to play?
Oh, yeah. How about a bit of Tom Petty? You must like a bit of Tom Petty. Well, I am actually going to play a Tom Petty song.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
This is off the album Wallflowers, and it's quite sweet. It's called
Marlon Williams, ladies and gentlemen, live.
Only a Broken Heart.
That feeling I've seen in your eyes back in the old days before the hard times, but I'm not afraid anymore. It's only a broken heart. I know the place where you keep your secrets out of the sunshine down in the valley. But I'm not afraid anymore. It's only a broken heart. What would I give to start all over again, to clean up my mistakes? Stand in the moonlight, stand under heaven, wait for an answer, hold out forever, but don't be afraid anymore. It's only a broken heart. What would I give to start all over again, to clean up my mistakes? I know your weakness, you sing my dark side, the end of the rainbow is all. The long ride, but don't be afraid anymore. It's only a broken heart. It's only a broken heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Marlon Williams, and thank you very much, Marlon, for coming in this morning. That's awesome. That's quite haunting. And the people from the North Shore sent in a text saying that they're having a dance and everything.
The people from the North Shore?
A few lady friends of mine from the North Shore sent in a text saying, perfect music for a morning dance. Haunting.
Oh, wow. I wonder what kind of dance is going
that's
on.
That's what I'm
there.
Thinking, too. I'm wondering if it's ethereal.
I reckon it's more a soft bop with a coffee cup.
A soft bop with a coffee cup. Yeah, sure. Sure.
That's what I'm picturing.
That's quite a picture. See, normally, I mean, soft bopping, I understand. But with a coffee cup?
Well, you gotta be gentle.
I can't, like, got the balls on the quarter record.
Otherwise,
yeah.
It'll spill,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. An extreme bop or. Yeah, no, it's not going to work. Hey, Marlon, good best of luck and break millions of legs for the on your world tour, your massive world tour. Where are you going? Just check a couple of locations.
Oh, we're talking the Louisiana and Bristol. We're talking the far flung. We're talking Utrecht. We're talking Bologna. We are talking we're talking Perth.
Perth, you know, Perth.
That's Perth. Yeah. That's Perth, Australia. But it could be Perth in Scotland. It's just
pretty much as far away here.
It's just it's chaos.
Hey, all the best for that, man. Have a successful tour.
Thank you
play
very much.
Play that fine music of yours to all those people, those lucky people. And then we'll see you back here in Auckland on the 25th of May at the Town Hall. Tickets available from ticketmaster.co.nz. Merry Christmas to you and Dave.
And to you.
To you too, Dave.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And thanks for coming in, man.
Mm.
Lovely to meet you. More Marlon, more Marlon, soft pop Marlon. To claim your reward,
I cannot explain emotions I can barely afford to contain, and you're the same. You hide away from anything that turns you on. Nobody gets what they want anymore. No words on a screen can possibly protect. Place a ring around us and pray and sing the name. There is no blame, there is no shame.
Just saying.
Whew. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.